This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Discriminatory public process continues for WCS groundwater discharge permit. Nearly 1 year ago, the New Mexico Environment Department and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, signed an agreement to resolve a discrimination complaint filed in 2002 following the Triassic Park hazardous waste permit proceeding. After the Environment Department issued the permit, Citizens for Alternative to Radioactive Dumping, CARD, the Water Information Network, Conservative Use of Resources and Environment, CURE, and two individuals, filed the complaint with the EPA's Office of Civil Rights. They alleged discrimination under the Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Further, they alleged that in permitting Triassic Park, the department, quote, failed to require or perform a scientific investigation into possible disparate impacts, failed to ensure that limited English proficient Spanish-speaking residents were provided a meaningful opportunity for effective public participation in the permitting process, and that there is a statewide pattern and practice of similar discrimination in permitting, end quote, and in public participation processes throughout New Mexico. Triassic Park is a proposed hazardous waste dump located east of Roswell. The department has implemented some provisions of the informal resolution agreement. Nevertheless, since signing the agreement, it has proceeded with over 200 public processes without meeting the public participation requirements. For example, the department agreed to create a plan that would be implemented each and every time a public participation process is triggered. The agreement requires the department to create detailed and comprehensive plans for action and outreach to address a potentially impacted community's needs and concerns, and to describe the community, including its background, history, and demographics. It requires the department to create outreach materials, including a list of providers, for limited English proficient persons to utilize for translation of documents, and to serve as interpreters at meetings, and to provide a physical location where regulatory documents are readily available for review. Other uncompleted plans include providing access to the public participation process for persons with limited English proficiency and those with disabilities, and a plan to train all Environment Department personnel in non-discrimination. The delays in creating these plans is felt by communities threatened with polluting facilities, such as the draft groundwater discharge permit for Waste Control Specialist Incorporated. Again, the potentially impacted communities are located in southeastern New Mexico, where Spanish is the dominant language. Only the public notice that a draft permit is available for review and comment has been translated into Spanish. The fourth draft permit was released in November, with public comments due before midnight on Tuesday, January 16th. The Environment Department is urged yet again to stop this comment period until the required plans under the informal resolution agreement have been finalized and all requirements have been met. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.